Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim. Siyata Dishmaya, Anachnu Be'ilchot Chovel U'Mazik, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, Anachnu Achshav Be'shiur HaShishi Basidra, and we've already seen a flow of Mitoras Hashem. We saw Al Pi Rambam that the Yisod of the Yisod of Leisisa means that one should not disgrace, embarrass, hurt a human being, an image of God. That's the avera. It's not mitzadim is bayish, it's mitzadim vayish, that he is showing a lack of respect, a lack of dignity for someone created in God's image. וזה דבר מאוד חמור, מאוד חמור. ומזה צריך מאוד להיזהר. וזה יסר דוי רייסה. ראינו את החינוך, שהחינוך אומר שזה מצד המזבייש. We saw the חינוך in the previous year, that was what we focused on. That it's only ברבים לחיירה. רמם holds it even ביוחד, because he holds it ברבים לספר החינוך, because it's משום חיימר יסר. It says only a חיימר יסר מצד המזבייש. It has to be the meat, it has to be in the measure. That's even ברבים. בעוד שהרמב״ם סובר לו, לא צריך להגיע לזה, גם ביוחד, כי העיקר שאתה מבזאת את גבר השם בוזו, זה הגרסה ברמב״ם בגמרא. ולכן, בגמרא בסנהדרין שדיברנו, כמו שכתב רש"י באובויס פרק ג' משנה י"א, אין שם בתייס וסיימתף, ולכן מצד דבר השם בוזו אסור לבזות בן אדם. והסברנו גם את התמיהה ברמב״ם, ביוחס דייס, רוב חס, הסברנו בעריכות שביוחיד וגם ברבים צריך להתחיל להוכיח ביחידות, ברכות. You have to first speak softly and then afterwards you can speak harshly. If it's בין אדם לחברו, it has to be דווקא in the context of that sin. And למקום בכלל, you're allowed to be involved with the person. And Rashi emphasizes the fact that it's first done ביוחיד and then afterwards it's done ברבים, וזה מקבל לתוכחו. We saw it's the same besoid. וכעת אנחנו ממשיכים שוב על פי דברי מורינו ורבינו מאור עינינו הגויין הגודל רב דוד זצל. ועושה שפיר לפי זה ביארנו כבר, הבאנו את הגמרא בנידה, שאחד מהמוראים היה בודק את הבדק בחורה לראות אם היא הביאה סימנים של בגרות פיזית, ואחר כך הוא שילם לה כנס כבד על הבושה שהיא עברה, הוא בדק אותה, הוא צריך לדעת, אבל בכל זאת זה היה, זה גרם לה נעימות אולי, אז הוא שילם לה. That's the Gemara Nida, דף מ"ז עמוד א' that we spoke about. וראינו שם שיש איסור גם בביוש על ידי מעשה ולא רק על ידי דיבור. לאו דווקא בדיבור, וכשנו, מניין לנו למלף למקרא דמיירי בדיבור, הרי פסוק מדובר בדיבור, או יכריח תו יכריח עשה מסך ולא יסיסו לא אוף חטא. אז זה חטא של דיבור. ובוישס על ידי בור חומר תפי, כמו שכותב הראש. כשאתה מבייש על ידי דיבור זה יותר חמור. אז מאיך יתסי שיש איסור גם במעשה? זה מה שהקשינו. ולפי מה שנתבהר מדברי הרמב״ם, אין האיסור מצד צערו של המתבייש, שבזה אפשר למד אף צער קוטן מאיסור צער גודל. If the issue is מצד הצער of the מזבייש, then you couldn't learn a צער קוטן, a small tsar, from the Yisr of Tsar Godel. Eli yikaro ala maise mitzad ha-mevayish. Einu chinami, the maise is less chomer than dibu. V'lachin yevshar yel lemod maise mi dibu. Aval kan, yikaro ala maise mitzad ha-mevayish. The yikar is that the mevayish did something wrong. The mevayish was mevazet tzelem alokim. ובזה לא ישנה ידי מייס מעל ידי דיבור, ובכל גבני אסור, שם אין הבדל. אין לחלק בין מייסה לדיבור, שם זה הכל אותו דבר. ובכל גב נעשו, ויין ביון ינקיף לבובן מציע בדף נוטס עמוד א', שמה שמבואר בגמרה שם, אם שאיתך בתוירו ובמצווס אל תויניהו, שיש איסור אינוי דווקא אם הוא איתך בתוירו ובמצווס, מה זה בא למעט? זה בא למעט אינו הסדבורים דעבד קנייני. עבד קנייני הוא לא איתך בתוירו ובמצווס. A Canaanite slave is not with you in Torah and mitzvahs, and therefore there's no Isser of Einoz Tvorim. But that's against the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Samech Tes. וזה קשה, שהרי להדיה מפורש בגמורה בנידה מם זין, שהזכרנו, שיש איסור ביוש בעבד. ומהו האיסור לדברי העיון ינקיף? שם דובר שהביוש היה בעבד. אז מה האיסור לפי העיון ינקיף? אין איסור אינו הסדברם בעבד כנעיני שאינו עמך בתויר ובמצווס. אז מה הבעיה בנידה? אכן כנל הוסם בלאו הוכי על ידי מייסי מיירי שאינו עניין לנו הסדברם. No. But there we're talking about a maisa. And if it's a maisa, then there's no inyan of Isra of Anas Dvarim by a maisa. It's Tavka Dvorim. The only issue is the lab of Laisisa. And in the lab of Laisisa, it doesn't say Amitai. So since it doesn't say Amitai, it applies even to an Eved Kenaini. In other words, by Oino, it says, Lo son rishis amitoi, or samiso. You're not allowed to hurt your fellow with words. So that's that excludes an Eved Kenaini, because he's not itra b'tayro b'mitzvahs. But when we're dealing with Maisa, the Maisa is not mitzad Oino asdvarim. It's mitzad lo sisa, achirach t'chirach samisecha v'lo sisa lovchei, don't bear sin. Don't hurt the person. That's even b'mais, and that even applies to an Eved Kenaini, because it's not b'dibur. It's mitzad lo sisa, and by lo sisa it doesn't say amitzoi. So for enfer the kasha and then iyun yankif. How do we have in the Gemara an iser of biyush by an Eved? The answer is because iser biyush isn't only mitzad anas tvarim, it's also mitzad lo sisa, and that's why it's aser. Chshav nira shema shemevuar b'gemore. בדף נונחס עמוד בייס, היו לנו שלושה דברים, שלושה אנשים שירדים לגהנם. One of them is a בעל איש איש, מעל מפני חברו ברבים, ומכאן השם רע לחברו. The three things that one goes down to Gehenim, and he doesn't come up רחמנא ליצלן. So one of them is, one has relations with an איש איש, one is Ma'al Panei Chaver Barab, and one is Machan Hashem L'Chaver. It's a pele plos, right, when we think of somebody who's an adulterer. You know, imagine you walk into shul, and there's a guy there, everybody knows, that he was sleeping with so-and-so's wife in the community. Think, whoa, what a rasha, having an affair with someone's wife. Ba'al Eish Ish, Yori L'Gehenim Ve'inu Oile, Ein Achinami. But you have to remember, Chazal saying the same breath, Mal Panei Chaver, you embarrass somebody, or you give him a nickname, not a complimentary nickname. So it's all in the same parish, it's all in the same breath. They're, all three of them are Yorid L'Gehenim Ve'in Oila. So it shouldn't be a Kalis in the Eish Hashish, it should be a Choymer in the embarrassing. Like some people like to say that the Torah says that one shouldn't be engaged in homosexuality because it's a toyeva. It's a toyeva. The act is a toyeva, not the desire. Recently someone committed suicide and there was a line that was going around the internet. Oh, maybe the I don't know if the person himself said it or other people said it, that I feel so hurt that the Torah says that my desire is abominable. So I'm not being critical of the person, Nebuch. If he killed himself, he had serious mental issues. And my heart goes out to his poor family. But the Torah never says that it's the one has a natural urge. It's an abomination. How can it be an abomination if it's natural? He didn't do it on purpose. It's not his fault. What is an abomination is the Maisa. So you have it's a very important distinction to make. The Maisa is a Toyeva. So people say, okay. It says that homosexuality is a Toyeva. But there are other things that are Toyeva also. Pasuk says, Tovas Hashem kol gval lev. And having being a balgaiva is also a toeva. What about that? Why don't we take that so seriously? It says in the pasuk in Mishlei, Perakim al pasuk lamed beis, ki tovas Hashem naloiz. It's an abomination to be naloiz. Naloiz means crooked, Rashi says. Going off the straight path. And those who are straight, those who go on the straight path, they have God's counsel. They're with God. So, it's also another toeva. You find other times, you can look in the Concordancy and find other toevas. So that shouldn't be a kalus in the Mishkav Zachar. Mishkav Zachar remains a toyeva. It's terrible. But the Toavat Hashem Gaiv is also a toyeva. It should be a chaymer in the toyeva of Gaiva. Chaymer in the toyeva of not walking on the straight path. So Akoponim, that was just a digression. Now we get back to our point. It says, Kol Yardim L'Gehenim. Oilim, if these three go down, they don't go up. Abal Eishasish. So these are Gimel and Yonim. These are three, today we would call it topologies, three categories of people who are Yair. It's not three specific cases. We learn, we have many, many Shiurim in the Agadas Chazal, Pitevrei Maran Arab Zatzal. So he often find these, when Gemara Chazal give examples of things, they're giving like models. One shouldn't focus on the example, but on the prototype, three prototypes, if you will. So these are three prototypes: Eish Hashish, Mechane, and Malbim, and Mechane Hashem Lachaver, giving your friend a derogatory nickname. So the Gemara asks, Mechane Hainu Malbim. In other words, even though the Mashmaos Divrei Ram is that Mechane is Chayev even Shaloi B'Rabim, as we saw. And even without the mashmos like that in the Rambam, but we can say that that's the pshat. So why don't we say the Gemara is not a kasha? What do you mean mechana haynu malbim? Malbim is berabim, mechana is biyochid. Nevertheless, ikar einyan linyan zeh b'malbim mishum tzar lachaveru. Malbim is because you're causing your friend tzar, like the Gemara there says, because ozil sumko vasi chivra. He goes from red to white. V'inyan berabim hishir b'boshe shal zeh ne'mar zeh. Din zeh. And the inyan of berabim is an amount of it's a measure of boishes. It's a measure of boishes. So that's why it's aser, because azul simka vazi chivra, he's gonna lose the red in his face, and he's gonna go pale. So that's a rabim. That's a shear in the boishes. And with the berabim, it's a shear in the boishes. And in that we have this din, and that's what the Kabbalah's Chazal is. So that's why it's so chamer barabim, because it's even worse than in biyachid. Rabbeinu Yoina and the Shaar Gimel, the Shaar Tshuva and Kuf Lamites, Zakt Rabbeinu Yoina, v'inei avak v'tzicha halbonas ponim. The dust of murder, a little type of murder, is whitening someone's face, embarrassing somebody. Kiponav yechru v'nas mara oidem. His face turns white, and the ruddy appearance leaves it. Is similar to the draining of blood caused by murder, and so did our rabbis, just saying it in English. May their memory bless, say, Lord Matthew 58b, and secondly, the pain of embarrassment is bitter more bitter than death, and therefore a rabbi said, really, it's preferable for a person to make him fall himself into a fiery furnace and not whiten the face of his fellow in public. But they didn't say this about other weighty transgressions. Indeed, they compared the dust of murder to actual murder, and just like they said that he must let himself be killed and not murder, they likewise said that he should let himself fall into a fiery furnace and not whiten the face of his fellow in public. And they learned this from Tamar. She was brought out, she sent to her father-in-law, she was being burnt to death. She didn't reveal that she was pregnant from Yehuda in order not to whiten its face. And then the Rabbi Yehuda brings down the Gemara. Anyone who descends to Gehenna eventually ascends, except for three who descend and don't ascend. One who whitens the face of his fellow in public, one who calls his fellow a derogatory name, and one who has sexual relations with a married woman. Behold, they compared one who whitens the face of his fellow in public and one who calls his fellow a derogatory name, in that he also whitens his face, to one who has sexual relations from a married woman, which is a yehareg al yavur mamish. Pachad pchodim, Rabbi Yisai. Pachad pchodim. That's what we have over here. Al kopanim. So we see in Rabbeinu Yonah the chomer iser. So you're hurting your friend. And see also what he writes there in Kuf Mem Hey. Vinyan berabim shebezeo darga gavoya yoser shel tsar. And when we talk about berabim, that's a higher level of tsar. Ubeze mechan Hashem. Kevin shu hagdoras etzem mahusoi shel ha'odam. Yesh beze dargas tsar kim b'malbim chavei berabim. Umishumachi chayv kam beino lebeinoi. So if you're mechan Hashem lechaveiro, since you're the etzem mahus of a person is his name, and you're defining him as the, whatever it may be, the fatso, the stupid, the spacey, the foolish, whatever nickname, bad nickname you're giving. There's a well-known politician who's made that his one of his trademarks, to call people his opponents by derogatory names, and that's how he wants people to associate them with those names, and therefore obviously vote for him and not for them. So I'm not commenting on his politics, whether or not I want him to win for president or not win for president. But as far as Midas Tovus, I think everybody can agree that we're not going to be learning Midas Tovus from him. Umishum hachi chayev beinoi lebeinoi. So, el hakob, so when it comes to mechan Hashem lechavero, so it's so serious because you're causing him a lot of tsar because you're saying his mahus is this negative name. It's like Malbim Barabim. And therefore you're chayiv even in private. And it all is one gather. Hakol begather echot. It's all one gather of causing your friend pain. And that's why the Gemara asks, Umishum hachi maksha gemore mechana hainu malbim. That if a person's mechana shem lechavero, it's the same as being malbim penei chavero. And in that, this is not two, it's not three topologies, it's not three prototypes, it's only two. You have one Baalei Shesish. And then you have the other Chevra, you have the Rachman al-Itzlan, the Malba Pnei Chavera, Machan Hashem Lachavera. So why does the Gemara say that there are three topologies, three prototypes, when there are only two? So in that, the Gemara answers, the Machana Afogav, Hainu Afogav to Toshbe Bishmei. That Machana is Usar, even though it's used to it. It's a common nickname, Rashi says. That was the Chiddush we saw in Rashi. Afal Pisha Einoi Mizbayish. Even though the person is not Mizbayish. She kanit ba'er. Yisodo mitzad maisa mevayish. So the problem is, we said, he's not Mizbayish, why is it Aser? That's what we answered in a previous shir. The answer is the problem is Mitzad B'maisa. When we get a Dvar Hashem Boza, like the Tosis Yonta writes, when we vaz a Dvar Hashem, he's causing it's an insult to humanity, to the person's humanity. The Kevin Shu Mitzad Dvar Hashem Boza, Tolei B'Kavonas HaLev. Since it's Mitzad Dvar Hashem Boza, so it all depends on the person's Kavonas HaLev. God knows what your intention is, if you're intending to be mevaze this person's humanity. So the person has to have, right, according to Rashi, he doesn't have to have any busha. But the Dina Dechai writes that other Rishonim hold he has to have some busha, some element of busha. But still, it's not the same dargas boishes as ma'al p'nei chaver b'rabim, and therefore you would think that he's not yarid v'ena oyle. So, the answer is kamash malan, that there is. So it doesn't have to be done b'rabim. The very fact that there's some level of busha, that's enough to make somebody go down and not go up. That's the chiddush, even though dash be b'shmei, he's already used to it, but still. There is a little bit of pain. And memela, since there's that little bit of pain that a person feels, so that's the that mandates that a person's going to go down to Gehenna and not come up, because the zilzul of a shame of calling him that nickname is more chamer mitzadim mevayish, because he's mishana etzim mahusa. He's changing his essence, saying that's your essence. This nickname is your essence. So it's not tolerating the fact that it's done berabim, and therefore he's yared vein oile, even though he doesn't have the tsar of malbim berabim. So it emerges according to this that there really are three prototypes in the Gemara. One is baal eish esish. One is mal p'nei chaver berabim. Mitzad tsar hamizbayish. And one is mechan hashem mitzad maisam zalzel. Sein achinami, there is also an inyan of tsar hamizbayish. That's how the Gemara comes out here. And in the end, the Isser is going to be, the reason that the Gemara has the prototypes is because the Ma'al Panei Chaver Barabim is also because of the Mizbayish, because it's such a great Tsar that it's Barabim. However, we can't forget that even if it's B'yachid, even if it's one-on-one, there's Mechanet, it's because of the Maisa Mizalzel, because one is doing a Maisa to be Mvazid Butvar Hashem Baza, to be Mvazid the Tzelem Elokim. So what then is the nafkamina? The nafkamina b'mash yesh mitzad tzar and his bayesh. Afal pisha b'rabim yesh bo maise al zilzul. So what's the nafkamina? In other words, b'rabim, you already have, it's already a problem because of the maise zilzul. Mitzad the mevayesh, the one doing the embarrassing. So what do you need to come on? Why does it need to be a different prototype when it's already included in the other prototype? It's mitzad, there's the tzar of the mizbayesh. There's already tzar ha-mevayesh, right? There's the Tsar that the Mevayish, that he's Mevazet Dvar Hashem, that he's insulting humanity, that you even have Biyachidus. So why do you have this other prototype of Barabim? And Echinami, there it's Tsar Hanes Bayish, but still, it's already included Mitzad, the Maisam Zalzel, it's already included in the in Mechan Hashem Lechaveru. So it's Pashat that he goes down to Gehenna and he doesn't come up because he was Mevazet Dvar Hashem Baza, he's Mevazet this person's humanity. So it's Pashat that Mechan Hashem Lechaveru doesn't goes down and doesn't come up, even though in Echinami it's mitzad tzar mishbayis, but there's also the maisa mizalzel. It's also mitzad the maisa of the mevayish. So typically, she mitzad zayin oile. So why don't we say that mitzad zay doesn't come up? So mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we'll hopefully see an afgamina, and then we're going to tanzer rein weiter. We still have a lot more to talk about, so. Thank you so much for listening. This is so important to learn this together, because we're learning about how to be great, great Jews, sensitive Jews. And we get to do great Hamok and Teres Hashem. So thank you so much for listening, sweet friends. Ubezalat Hashem. Anachnu b'li nedel nemshich. Toda rabba rabba she'ezantem. Shalom shalom.